Monday, March 10th. Today, everyone was really excited to be back at school after our week-long spring break. Some kids vacationed in Florida, but me? I mostly just hung around the house and wrote in my diary. Hey, I was just happy I didn't spend spring break in jail. I still can't believe Mackenzie almost got all of us arrested like that. I think her lip gloss addiction is finally starting to affect her brain. Ever since that big fiasco at the sweetheart dance, that girl has been acting super evil. It wasn't my fault she ended up in that smelly dumpster in her expensive designer dress. Okay, so maybe it was my fault? A little. But still, she totally deserved it. This morning, I was at my locker minding my own business when she smiled at me and said,
"Wow, Nikki, you smell really fresh and clean today. What did you shower with? Toilet bowl cleaner?"
That girl hates my guts. Calling Mackenzie a mean girl is an understatement. She's a cobra with hoop earrings, blonde hair extensions, and a spray-on tan. I glared at her. "Well, Mackenzie, you're the expert on toilets. It's only 8 a.m. and your brain is completely constipated, while your mouth has a severe case of diarrhea. Please go flush." That's when she narrowed her eyes and got all up in my face like a hot double cheese pepperoni pizza.
"You don't belong here, Maxwell. You're just a pathetic little fake. And I'm going to expose the truth to the entire world. So you better watch your back."
Then she cackled like a witch and sashayed away. I just hate it when Mackenzie sashays. But I didn't have time to be worried about an immature, self-absorbed drama queen. I had a very important meeting with my director. My TV show director.
"Okay, Nikki, we're just going to follow you around school today."
Well, everyone in the entire school noticed my camera crew. And wherever I went, I was the center of attention. The coolest thing was that everyone was super nice to me, including the teachers. Probably because they wanted to make a really good impression on TV. Of course, my BFFs and I were inseparable, as usual. I even asked them to be the co-stars of my show. We laughed, talked, and hung out like we always do. For lunch, the director ordered burgers and cheese fries for us from Crazy Burger and sent her assistant to pick up the food. And for dessert, we had miniature gourmet cupcakes flown in from New York City from Baked by Melissa. OMG, they were so yummy. I ate like 16 of them. But this is the crazy part. Kids were actually snapping pictures of me in the halls with their cell phones and asking me for my autograph during class. I'm starting to feel like a real celebrity. Mackenzie and the CCPs, cute, cool, and populars, are so envious. They just stared at me and whispered. But I don't care. They're just mad because they're not the center of attention anymore.
I am. Jealous much?
My director said we'll be filming a total of 8 episodes, and each one will be aired on TV a day or two after it's filmed.
How cool is that?
I'm totally loving this TV show stuff. Note to self. Don't forget. Voice lesson today with vocal coach from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I can hardly wait.
Nikki Maxwell, The Making of a Pop Princess, Episode 1, Pop Princess in Training.